Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to another night on Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. We want to announce some new radio shows that we're also running. As you know, we do our weekly radio show, me and Pamela, where we have a special guest every Thursday at 9 o'clock. And we have some new shows that we're actually running now. We have Pamela Tor doing her own radio show on Mondays. And if you had tuned in last night, you heard Brigida and Mike. Mike, of course, does his channeled music, and Brigida actually was channeling Saint Germain, and we had a chance to actually take callers and have Saint Germain answer questions directly over the radio. So if you go to our website, you can find out more about the guests that we have on our Thursday show and also about our new weekly shows that we have running. And you can find that at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to bring in my co-host, who's going to introduce a great guest that we have on this evening. And Pamela, are you out there?
I am out here, down here in Florida, waiting patiently for my turn. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. And tonight we have a very special guest for you. Her name is Lynn Reinhart. Lynn is an international psychic, medium, and a certified master teacher Reiki healer. And I'm so excited about talking to her and getting her story. Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pam. Hi. Hi, Pam. Hi, Mark. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Can you tell us a little bit, Lynn, about what you do? Let's start there, and then I want you to go into how you got to be able to do that.
Well, I started when I was younger. I would always see spirits. But back in the day, nobody would want you to acknowledge it. You were considered a witch, a devil worshiper, whatever. So I kind of hid my talents and my gifts. It wasn't until my father passed almost 6 years ago that he actually kind of pushed me and convinced me to go public. And I did it open arms. And I've loved it ever since. I started about 3 years ago doing mediumship and psychic work, and then I started taking Reiki. And I was attuned to Reiki Master Teacher, and ever since I became a Reiki Master Teacher, my life has totally changed in amazing ways. And hopefully we have time to go over and touch on all of those, but there's so many things that come into our life that because life happens, we don't take time to take care of ourselves. And that's what I want to promote. I want to take care of you and me and the whole world, one person at a time. And through this, with Reiki, we can do that. Any energy healing, we can do that.
How wonderful. For those of our audience, I'm sure most everyone knows what Reiki is, but if there are audience members that don't know what Reiki is, could you give us a summary of Reiki, please?
Yeah. Reiki is life force energy. Basically, you channel the energy that is around you, And you do healing for the person that you're doing either in person, or you can also do distance. If you're attuned to Reiki level 2, you can attune people all over the world. Each level is stronger. Reiki 2 is 4 times stronger energetically than Reiki 1. Reiki Master is 10 times stronger than Reiki 2 energetically. So a lot of times people will come, they may have fibromyalgia, they may have cancer, they're going through radiation, and emotional and mental disabilities. Reiki helps heal all those. I had somebody travel from Kansas and also from Texas. The one that came from Kansas had fibromyalgia. I did a healing on her in person and attuned her to Reiki level 1 so she could also help take care of herself. And the day she left, the next day she sent me an email. She says, I feel really wonderful. I still keep in contact with her, and she hasn't had fibromyalgia since. I also had a man in Texas who was going through radiation, and he sent me a very desperate, I would say, email. He had grandkids, and he just wanted to spend time with them, and he couldn't because he was in so much pain. He just wanted, basically, he wanted out. He didn't want to live anymore, and I was his last resort. So he traveled from Texas to here twice, and I did a healing on him in person 2 times in a row, and then I started to do distant healing. And his pain went from where he didn't want to live anymore to a 2, where he's having fun and enjoying his life and his kids, his grandkids. So when you hear things like that, it's amazing to be able to heal everybody. You start with yourself, and you work around the world.
Well, that's a wonderful story.
Hey, Lynn, how long have you been teaching?
Approximately 3 years.
And can you explain a little bit more about what an attunement is?
Yes. An attunement is, I take you to a deep meditation, and I attune. I put these symbols into your energetic field so that your body, your energetic field, resonates to those symbols that I attune you to, and it brings your energetic level up higher. There's a lot of times, also because I am a psychic and medium, I am aware of other spirits coming in. A lot of times mothers or fathers or grandmothers, grandfathers will come in and they want to participate in the attunement process and the healing process. So basically, I'm just putting these symbols into your energetic field. And then that, like, it's like a light switch. It will turn you on, so to speak.
And what do you think is the basic requirements for somebody who is interested in doing healing work and is thinking about starting to learn Reiki?
Well, Mark, honestly, I go by healing yourself first and then the world. You can't possibly heal anybody else until you look within and start healing yourself. There's so many times, I mean, we're brought up to take care of everybody else and basically to ignore ourselves. When I teach Reiki, I teach it to take care of yourself first and then help heal the world.
That's really nice. Do you have any question right now, Mark, or can I jump in here for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. I have one quick question, or it's I'm not even sure it's a question. I wanted to get your opinion on it, though. You know, I teach from more of a scientific perspective, and what I look at normally is attention. The more you focus attention on something, the more solid it gets. And what you were saying about people not taking care of themselves, I find that when someone has a problem, they think a lot about the problem. They think a lot about the problem. They think all over and over again about the problem. And one of the things that I really love about Reiki, and tell me what you think about this perspective, is that it's necessary in Reiki to think about the solution in order to generate the energy toward the solution. And most of us often don't even think about solutions. because we think that if we focus on the problem long enough, we're somehow going to come up with some sort of answer. What do you think about that?
Pam, you're absolutely right. I mean, a lot of people focus on, woe always me, why does this always happen to me? And every time you put that out there, that's worrying for something you don't want. That's like praying for something you don't want. So, yeah, if I have fibromyalgia, I want to say, I want to get rid of this. I want to be healthy. I want to at least be able to, you know, move freely. And it's the positive affirmation that you put out there that you get back. The more you think of things on a positive manner is what you're drawing in. The more negative, because I've seen it all the time. Everybody's like, you know, I'm just getting tired of having all this pain all the time. And they wake up the next day and they're like, oh, figures, I just have a migraine again. Or I have a back pain again. That's what a lot of people do. They tend to live in a negative world because that's the way the majority or most society is. If you think about the positive, you know, so what? I have a little bit back pain. It's gone. Get rid of it. And you just imagine it flying off into the sky or grounding into the dirt to get rid of it. But you're absolutely right. The more we focus on the positive, the more we will get back. The more you focus on the negative, the more of that you will get back.
I like that. So let's talk about, go into your form, of the way that you said it, on the blurbs that you sent Mark and I. It says, the healing from the inside out. Now, that's really sort of what we're talking about, but I'd like you, if you can, to elaborate on that a little bit more.
Okay. It's kind of profound because a lot of times, like I said, people want to take care of everybody else. That's what healers do. You know, we're brought up to say, let me take care of you, whether it's give you a Tylenol, whether it's listen to your whatever's going on in your life. Healing from the inside out is taking care of yourself first. Because life is so fast-paced and it's getting harder and harder all the time and more things put in our life, we're concentrating on everything else in our life and not ourselves. How far can we get in work, relationships, siblings, children, so on and so forth. We're concentrating on that instead of ourselves. And if you concentrate on yourself first and heal yourself, everybody around you will just kind of resonate toward you and want what you got, whatever it is, whether it's positive affirmation, whether it's high energy, whether you're a healer, whether you're, you know, not entertaining the negative energy anymore. But when I teach Reiki, I teach it to heal you first, and then I teach it to heal the world. You can heal from yourself on out. A lot of people have gone through a lot of hardships in their life, and they tend to bury it. They think that they've handled it. They haven't handled it. They've just either forgotten about it, or they don't want to deal with it, or they tend to put it up on the shelf. And then throughout their life, people will say to themselves or somebody else, how come this keeps happening to me? Why does the same thing keep happening to me? It's because there's a lesson in there, and you haven't learned the lesson yet, and you haven't dealt with it. You've buried it, but you haven't dealt with it. So the sooner you deal with it, I almost liken it to a trash can. The more garbage you get rid of from the inside out, the more opening you will have for all positive energy to come in. The more negative you get rid of, you make room for all the positive, whether it's people, whether it's energy, whether it's situations. I mean, there's a lot of people that always say, well, always me, but they never look at how they can change their life or think of the, you know, your whole day could go along and you could say one thing negative happened. But how many positive things happened in that day that nobody talks about? Everybody is so on the negative side, and this changes your life. The higher your energy goes, the more you know, it's almost automatic. You know what battles to pick and choose. If somebody doesn't like you anymore or somebody doesn't want to be part of your life anymore, that's okay. It's not necessarily a negative. They were in your life for a reason. Now that reason is done. They're gone, and you're making room for more positive people to come into your life. But we tend to automatically go to the negative side. Why did that person leave me? Did they not like me? Did I do something wrong? It's always what did I do wrong? Instead of maybe that's it. Maybe this is as far as this friendship or relationship is supposed to go. And we're so drawn and taught to almost self-sabotage. What did I do wrong? And it's not about that. It's about healing yourself and getting rid of that junk and saying, you know what? I help this person as best as I can, and that's all I can do. And I feel good about it. I feel great about it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, any tip that you could give our audience, Lynn, maybe people that have not done Reiki at this point? You just gave us a few things about focusing on the positive and trying to get your attention off of the issue and not blaming yourself. Those are all lovely things. Is there anything else that maybe they could do to help themselves feel better about their life and really reach a level of happiness?
Well, there's actually, when I do readings and or healings, most of the time my clients have some work to do. Mm-hmm. And what that is I tell them to take three pieces of paper, the sticky notes, and on one of them put, I love you. On another one put, I am worthy. And the third one, whatever you feel you need to change or you want in your life. And put those on your bathroom mirror. Every morning you go in, you look at yourself. And this is the hardest thing people say. I can't look at myself. I can't tell myself this. That's because you've been self-sabotaging. You've been allowing life to beat you down. It's time to change this. And I ask them every morning, go into the bathroom every day and repeat what's on those three sticky notes. Because depending upon how old you are, it's been that many years you've been told, some people, you're no good or you can't do this or that will never happen. So we tend to believe all that stuff. When in all honesty, we are great because we're individuals. And we're amazing in our own individual body and energy. And we can do anything we put our mind to. It might not, if you want to compare it to other people, that's a negative. Just be thankful that you can do stuff and look at the positive end instead of the negative. Don't automatically think that just because somebody said you can't do it doesn't mean you can't do it. You don't believe that. Search within your own energy field and you will always get the answer.
Self-referral, always the best choice.
Yeah,
and
it's the
intuition,
it's the gut instinct.
Yeah.
It's your guides, it's your higher power talking to you, but we always second-guess it.
Now, one of the things you mentioned in your notes to Mark and I is this concept of new year, new you. I love that. It makes you inspiring. It makes you feel good just saying it. Tell me what inspired that and what the thought was behind it.
Well, this year, and anybody who is anybody who can feel the energy knows that this is a high energy year. I mean, the energy this year is amazing. Things are shaking, things are moving, things are happening. And if you're not aware of it, just take advantage of it. Just sit, meditate, feel within. But the new year, new you, it's stop letting people take advantage of you. Stop doing things for other people. And first, this is a new year. Start with you. You know, everybody wants to do the diets, what's noticeable on the outside. I want you to take care of what's on the inside. Because it's what's on the inside. Nobody else notices right off. But then they get to know you and you're depressed or you're angry or you're whatever. You don't feel satisfied. It's because of what you've been burying on the inside. So the new year, the new you, it's an amazing year. Take care of yourself. Start out great. lift your energy. There's many forms of energy healing. You can do like your main charging, balancing, cleansing, your chakras, seven chakras, just to give you like a quick upbeat energy lift, so to speak. And it also will help you release some of the stuff that you have buried deep inside of you. When you get a healing, a Reiki healing, anything can happen from, and I'll be very, well, kind of graphic. There's people who will get a healing, it's a release in every way you can imagine. People, whether they're distant or in person, they will get up and they will run to the bathroom because they have to pee or, you know, something else. They will cry because you finally chiseled away at what they've been burying for so long that they didn't know anybody else had. They weren't even sure they had it because they've tried to ignore it. You may get them to giggle because now somebody is coming through in spirit and they see their spirit, or they see their spirit guide or guardian angel. And they see, like, the answer to some of their issues. And then there's a full Reiki healing where you do the whole body, you charge the chakras and everything. And, you know, it's like spring cleaning. You know, people think, oh, it's spring, I'm going to clean my house, I want to get rid of all the junk. You got to start with you. Get rid of all the junk within you so that you can live a happy, healthy life.
I like that. You know, there's this concept that I find really fascinating, and it was wrapped around the things you just said. And so I'd like to say this to see if really this is sort of another aspect of what you meant. And that is that people think that service is the most important thing in life in terms of taking care of other people. And in some sense, it's true, but it's backwards if you only look at putting your attention out and working outside of yourself, because then it's draining and nobody wins. You know, it's
exactly.
Like a mother. It's like a mother with a lot of children that are always pulling on her, and she has no way to refill that energy. Where if the attention first goes on you and you touch that divinity and you realize who you are and you reach a level of authenticity, then service becomes automatic and generosity and love flow from you without any effort and happiness ensues. Is that also what you mean as far as service goes?
Absolutely, Pam. You know, there's people, like I said, we've been taught to take care of everybody else and ignore ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We were never taught to take care of ourselves first. How can you possibly take care of anybody else if you're not taking care of yourself first? People will work, I mean, look at nurses. Look at anybody who is in constant contact with helping people daily, 40 hours or more a week. They get drained. You know, everybody just wants more. Help me, help me, help me. And you get it, but if you don't have enough energy within your body, within yourself, you won't have enough energy to even help anybody else, mentally, physically, or morally. And it's, I mean, when you're a healer, whether you have the energy or not, if you're a healer, people resonate to you. They will just, it's like you're a bartender. Everybody will come and tell you their problems, and just want you to fix it, just want you to take care of it all. But eventually, if you're not taking care of yourself, it'll be like, oh, not again. You just don't want to do it because you have no energy.
You're not taking care
of yourself.
Hey, Lynn, I have a couple of questions for you. The first is, what do you think you notice, because you've been doing healing for quite a few years, more than you've been teaching, what do you think you notice about the fact that certain people get attracted to you as far as you doing healing on them that's related to your own personal work?
Mark, there's a lot of times people don't even know sometimes why they seek out healing. It's just they haven't felt right, they're not feeling right, life isn't going good, and they just feel like they need a boost. So, you know, there's a lot of times when you do the healing that you bring up issues from the past that they haven't dealt with, and they have to deal with it now so they can move on and basically, like, take out the trash and start a new life or a better life. But then there's times after the healing, every single healing, every single reading I do, people cry. I mean, and that's so refreshing for them to have somebody who understands, whether you don't even have to say a word. If you're healing, if you bring up somebody who is in spirit or their spirit guides are giving them a message, they think that they're good at hiding their feelings. But in my office, it's like it's all going to come out, you know? It's like somebody's tattling on you. I'm going to know, and let's fix this, you know? Don't put on a show. You don't have to put on a show for me, and you shouldn't put on a show for anybody else. Just be yourself. That's all anybody wants.
Excuse me.
You okay, Mark?
Yeah. I think what I was thinking of is more of the line or the mantra that's kind of like I heal in you what I heal in myself. And that is, I've heard from a lot of different healers that, you know, as an example, there's a friend of mine who does a lot of healing work, and for her, she attracts a lot of women who have been sexually abused, and that's because she has a very strong background where she was sexually abused. So it's kind of that correlation that you attract certain people or certain clients into your life that reflect almost like lessons for yourself that you need to learn. And I was just wondering if you've noticed any of that over the years and stuff like that.
As far as healing goes, Mark, no. For readings, in the beginning when I started to do readings professionally, I always got the negative type because that's what I came from. My whole family, my biological family is all negative. And it seemed like I got a lot of negative people and negative spirits in. But since I took Reiki, my energy is on a higher level. I will not entertain anything negative. I won't allow it in my life. If it does come in, I acknowledge it and I get rid of it. I throw it away, so to speak. As far as healing, Mark, I just have a passion for healing. I just have a love for healing in any aspect. I mean, I've gotten everybody with every disability you can imagine. And when I heal them, it's almost like I'm blending into their spirit. I meditate with them. I go in spiritually with them. And it's like a healing on a higher level. But to answer your question, no, I don't think there's anything that particularly resonates towards me when I do healings. It's just that I heal every aspect. And I think it's just because I just have a love for healing everybody, but within reason. I mean, I can't take everybody in at the drop of a hat. And I'm kind of learning this, how to say no occasionally. You know, people will want healings or readings at the god-awful hours or right now because of this, that, one thing or another. And, you know, I have to remember I do have a life also. So I am learning how to say no, but no, there's no common thread, so to speak, as far as healing people. I love them all.
Excellent. So I'm going to go ahead and just take a little break real quick, but then when I come back, I'll hit you with another question. For anybody who's just tuned in, you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. We have Lynn Reinhart with us and, of course, my co-host, Pamela Torr. And we're talking about healing and Reiki and psychic readings and intuitive ability and all kinds of great stuff this evening. If you want to find out more about this radio show and some of the new radio shows we're also running on a weekly basis, such as Pamela Torr's radio show on Mondays, and my friend Mike and Brigida's radio show, which is going to probably be running every 2 weeks, on Wednesdays, where she actually channels Saint Germain, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I want to say thank you for all the great comments and feedback we've been getting from our different callers and people who listen to the show, and for all the people who have been going to our Blog Talk Radio website, which is Spiritual Connections Radio, and you'll find all the older shows are all archived there. So if you miss a show or if you want to go back and listen to one, you can go back there and actually find those. And with that, before I ask my question, I'm going to just ask Lynn to talk a little bit about the services that she provides, her website, and the giveaway that she's going to have this evening.
Yes. For the prizes, my passion is mentoring and healing. And Reiki, and if you are listening, whoever would go to my website, which is thespiritscommunicatewith.me, I will be putting the names in a hat, so to speak, and having somebody else draw. There will be a free half-hour healing, and there will also be a Reiki Level 1 being drawn to be given away free.
Mm-hmm. And
so
how,
you have
how
to go to my website, thespiritscommunicatewith.me, and let me know which one you prefer, and your name will be put in that hat.
So if I go to your website, what exactly do I do? Do I sign up for your newsletter, and that's where the names are going to be drawn from? Like, where do I go?
If you go to my website, you will get my email address for the business, and you send me an email letting me know who you are and which one you are interested in, whether it's the free half-hour healing, or the Reiki Level 1 attunement class. Now, I can do the attunements in person and distance, so it doesn't matter where you live, I can still get a hold of you.
Excellent. And can you talk about, really quickly from your website, what type of services do you provide both in person and remotely?
In person, I do mediumship, and that's contacting anybody who has passed. It usually doesn't matter how long ago they've passed. I can still contact them. I can contact many people who have passed over. I can get their message to you, your message to them. I can do psychic readings, looking into your future, letting you know kind of like what past I see for you. I can do intuitive counseling. Also for the healing, I do a half-hour cleansing, balancing, and recharging of your chakras with Reiki healing. I also do our full body healing. That I can do all of these things in person or distant, and I also teach Reiki classes. I also mentor for psychic and mediumship. And it's all on my website, www.thespiritscommunicatewith.me. There's information on everything I do. So please feel free to go to my website and check it out. And if you have any questions, just shoot me an email, and I'll be more than happy to answer it for you.
Yeah, that's excellent. Thanks a lot for that. So, as promised, here's the question for you. Before we went to break, you and Pamela were talking at length about how important it is to take care of yourself first, and then from there, you know, once you take care of yourself, you're then in a better place to take care of others. But, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people understand that, or, you know, maybe some people don't understand that, or they at least get the concept of it. But the concept of it and actually implementing it, I think, are two different things. So I guess the question I would ask you is, can you off the top of your head give me five examples of what self-care would look like for me or for any person who's listening to the show? I mean, so I think it's very helpful to kind of say, you know, here's five things that really you could be doing that really talks about taking care of yourself.
Well, you first have to look at where your life is. You know, the first question to say, is this how I want the rest of my life to be? If your answer is no, then it's time to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
By taking care of yourself, and with Reiki, Mark, when I got attuned to Reiki Master Teacher, my energetic level was so high that it resonated with me that I didn't have to take care of other people just to validate who I am. Most people think, well, if I take care of this person, they'll like me. Or if I do this for that person, they'll like me. You got to take care of yourself. It's not about other people liking you. It's about you liking yourself first. So, you know, the biggest message is take care of yourself. And those three notes that are on your mirror, that's starting with taking care of you. How many people, and I can tell you they're endless, cannot say, look at the mirror and say, I love you. And I am worthy. I am worthy of a better life. I'm not going to do this anymore. So you do that. One of your choices is you could take Reiki also. I don't even know where I would be without Reiki. It's just amazing. Energy healing is just amazing because you take care of yourself and you take care of other people. When I went in for surgery, I went on a horseback ride. And when I went to get on the horse, the saddle flipped. And I kind of came down and my leg hyperextended backwards and I tore two ligaments, ripped the cartilage, and nobody knew I hurt myself because I won't let anybody know. I'm a very strong person. But when I went in to see the doctor, they're like, you know, usually we only see this injury in football players. So before I went in for surgery, I did the Reiki on myself before and after, and the doctor said I was like 3 months advanced in healing. And I was up walking on it way before they anticipated me to. So it's like taking care of yourself instead of ignoring yourself and constantly being on the go to take care of other people. Also, another thing of taking care of yourself is meditating. A lot of people say they don't have time. Well, how many times or how many hours do people spend on Facebook, on the internet, just searching, just, you know, wasting time? You do have time. And if you say you don't have time, then you're telling yourself you're not worth it. And that's where you have to start healing from the inside out. You are worth it. And healing or meditating, you don't have to sit there for hours. You don't have to sit in the Buddha position. Just quiet your mind. Get the kids out of the room, the animals, the phones, the TVs, whatever. And just sit there and try to meditate. Listen, if your mind wanders a lot, then you want to go and get a guided meditation. If you're pretty set in your ways and you can meditate and just listen to sound, absolutely, just do that. And that's where you can connect with your higher power, your spirit guides, and a lot of times people who are trying to contact you have passed over. You have to quiet your mind. And people will say, I can't do that because this person expects me to do this and this person expects me to do that. In all honesty, if you'd ask them, they'd say, no, we can wait, or we don't expect you to do that. We put these demands on ourselves. We self-sabotage. We put our time frame in our day. It's not what other people expect. It's what we think other people expect. So it's looking at every aspect of your life from start to finish. Who says you have to make dinner every night? Why can't your husband make it? Why can't you switch off? We just, and the husbands are like, you know, I work all day. You know, you have to pay attention to each person only if you feel it is within your highest good. So take care of your immediate family, but don't worry about everybody else who calls you or says, you know what, Lynn, just one more question. Or, Mark, how about, can you answer this? If it's not to your highest good and you have other things that's important to you that you're doing right now, you need to take care of you first and then everybody else. Energetically, when I got attuned to Reiki Master, all the little stuff didn't bother me anymore. I wasn't paying attention to all the little things. But before, I was taking care of everybody's everything, and I had no life. And now I pick and choose my battles, and it feels perfect.
Yeah, I think I found that one of the challenges that I had, because I was so good at taking care of others, was to basically learn to ask for help. And I found it really hard to ask for help, but I thought
exactly.
It was really interesting to be able to do that. And I think also, like you said, doing that personal inventory, what do I have on my plate? You know, where am I putting all my energy?
And why
you know,
did I put it on my plate?
Yeah, and basically, yeah, there's some deep meaning there. You know, why exactly do I do the things I do?
Exactly.
But
that's major homework in itself. Why did I just do that?
Yeah. So and thank you for that. You know, and with that, I'm gonna turn it back over to Pamela, who has our little bullet points. So go ahead, Pam.
Thanks. Well, I wasn't going to refer to the bullet points. I was actually going into a few things that Lynn had mentioned earlier. And the latest one, the most recent one that I want to address, is the concept of people not having enough time to meditate. And I just wanted to say that with my kids and with people that are just beginning to meditate, if you tell them to just take 3 deep breaths without thinking of anything during those three breaths, and do that like every couple hours. Just take 3 deep breaths. And if you start thinking about something during the breath, you have to start over again. That in itself is a simple little thing, and it really, really helps. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the authenticity that you had mentioned earlier. You were talking about people that would cry when they would come for a healing because... And I don't know if you said this, but it's like people are always trying to hide everyone finding out that they're not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the world, everybody puts on this show. I can't cry. I can't let anybody know I have pain. I can't show I'm weak. I can't. Who says you can't? Who put those demands on you? Who put those things on you? And it's, when they get in my office, they cry. They feel like finally they can just let loose. For whatever reason, they feel like they can't do this in life.
Well,
and it's releasing. They go back to where their parents had done this, that, one thing or another, or a relationship. And they say, you know, I thought I took care of it, but I didn't. But now you're making me see it in the true light that it was in, and I didn't bury it. I'm not going to bury it anymore.
Well,
and it makes
lovely.
Them feel stronger.
Absolutely. You take your power back.
Absolutely. There's people, it's kind of funny because a lot of people some of the people I heal are women who have been abused, whether it's mentally, physically, or morally. And it's because they haven't dealt with it. They just think that that's all they're good enough for. This is the only type of person that I'm ever going to get. No. You're just telling yourself that. You know, if you say you deserve better and you get rid of all the junk you went through in your past, you will feel worthy. And you already should have felt worthy, but it's something that you're working on. You know, different things that you're working on in your life that you need to take care of. They leave here feeling like superwoman. And they haven't felt that in a long time.
That's really wonderful. I really believe, Lynn, that it's like a virus. This virus in humanity where I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it, there's not enough money, there's not enough time, there's not enough of anything. And you don't want anybody to know that you're feeling that like that. So you put this facade on to face the world with a cheer on your face, and none of it's true. And it seems like you find so many people I know find themselves in this position where they're always in defense of someone
mm-hmm.
finding out that they're not good enough.
Yeah. It's the pressure that we put on ourselves. When we meditate, people will think, well, I mean, there's a lot of different things people think. Well, what happens if I fall asleep? That's okay. You're still in a quiet zone. Your guide, your higher power, could talk to you while you're sleeping. Some people think if I meditate, I've got to do this. It's got to be this long. I got to sit like this. No, you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Just be. All you need is no interruptions from like your family, so on and so forth, no TV, no whatever. We're the ones that put the pressure on ourselves in life. Nobody else does. If you ask the other people, they don't expect what you expected yourself. You've put way too much pressure on yourself. And if you don't live up to that, then you automatically think you're no good, because that's the way either you've taught yourself or society has taught you.
Hmm. You know, can I change subjects for just a second and go into the more intuitive mediumship aspect of your incarnation right now? It mentions here in this little blurb that you have had psychic or intuitive experiences since you were a small child. Now,
I know that
most children, between birth and 3 or 4 years old, they have imaginary friends. They live in two worlds, and everybody does. But then life begins to be more solid, and it seems so unchangeable, and people tell you that those people you're talking to are your imagination, and by the time you're 7, they've left you.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it, if you know, why is it that some of us, a few of us, maintain that level, that foot in two worlds, and most of us close the door? And how do we open it again, if that's the case?
Well, let me start with that one saying, or that one statement you made. Most of us have imaginary friends. Who's to say they're imaginary? If you're a child,
sure,
and you're an adult looking at a child who says, I have a friend, the adult says they're imaginary. It's not the child. 9 chances out of 10, the children and pets always see the spirit realm. It's the adult, it's the analytical mind that says, no, there is no such things as ghosts or spirits or afterlife. So, and actually I mentor young girls, and it's amazing, I love it, to finally see parents who support their children who have these abilities is phenomenal. Most parents, most adults say, no, you can't do that because people will judge you. You're evil, you're a witch, you're whatever. So, you know, growing up, you allow those names to be instilled in you and thinking, oh, well, there must be something wrong with us. But I can't help what I see. I can't help what I do, and I wouldn't want to turn it off. It's just a passion, I guess, that I've grown up with. And, you know, my parents didn't encourage it, but they didn't say, you know, you're crazy. I didn't bring it out to a lot of people because of the name calling, because of the stereotypes. But my dad passed 6 years ago, and he's like, okay, you've got to do this. He came back to me after he passed in spirit and said, you've got to do this. It's your time. And I thought at the time, it was kind of funny. I thought, well, if I'm going to keep in contact with him now that he's passed, I better do this. Because I thought maybe I would never see him again or hear from him or whatever. So he made it possible for me to do this and to come out and feel proud about it. And, you know, honestly, I had to take my own advice. It doesn't matter what you think or anybody else thinks of me. It's my life. I have to make it what I want it to be for me to be happy. If nobody likes me or certain people don't like me, they leave my life, that just makes room for more positive people to come into it. I'm not living my life for anybody else. I've got to live it for me.
So you think that the reason that you didn't close the door on that other world at age 3 or 4, and most other people do, is because you didn't let the negative beliefs and concepts and name-calling and all of that affect you to the point that you shut the door?
That, and I just had a desire, I guess, for what most people would say is the unknown. I mean, I always saw dead people. I would always say that. I see dead people. And I didn't want it to go away. I wasn't afraid of it. A lot of people who have these abilities are afraid. because it's not the norm, so to speak. So they don't know what to do with it. And it's very easy to handle. You can't be afraid of it. If you fear it, then you'll get the negative energy in. If you stay on the positive side and just want to do readings or healings for people who need it to help move on in their life and to help heal, that's what I focus on. But I think a lot of people are just afraid of the unknown, so they turn their back on it. I never turned my back on it. I just didn't come out, so to speak, until about 3 years ago.
So tell me about Reiki. What's bringing your life up today to the moment? You're talking about this being such a powerful year. What do you see this year? What do you see happening? Do you have any intuitive concepts for the year that you can tell us about?
Pam, you're kind of breaking up. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me move a little
bit.
Yeah,
now I can hear you better.
Okay. Sorry, it must have been where I was sitting. I said that you were talking about this year as being an amazing high-energy year. Can you tell us anything about the year that would be intuitive or exciting? What do you have any predictions as to what might happen this year?
Well, again, I try to stay focused within us. A lot of people are saying to me they feel dizzy a lot. They feel lightheaded. They feel spacey. They notice a huge energy change within their body, but they have no idea why, and they're not taking the time to figure out why. A lot of people have been saying, my life just doesn't feel right now. They said it's not bad. It's not good. There's just a change. And I don't know where it's going. So I tell them, think of the positive. Where do you want it to go? Don't think about where it came from or where it was or where you think it is. Think about where it can go. And, you know, they're saying, you know, things seem like it's going better now all of a sudden, and things are just kind of working out, and the high energy, I just feel so happy. It's a huge energy shift this year. So if there's certain things that you want in your life, manifest them. Put them out there and ask for them. Remember, don't go back to negative, because asking or worrying about negative is like praying for something you don't want. Think about the positive. There's huge energy this year. Feel it within your body. And, you know, everybody says, well, okay, well, that's easy for you to say. Just, okay, in meditation you can feel it. Allow yourself to feel the energy around you. If you feel cold sometimes, if you're not in a cold area, if you're in a warm room or home and you feel some chills around you, somebody could be coming into you from spirit. They could be coming to give you a message. Listen to the message, whether it's from your higher power, your spirit guides, guardian angels, or somebody who has passed in spirit. Listen for the message and stay out of your head. A lot of times people will hear a message and they'll think, well, maybe that's just what I wanted to hear. Or was that my imagination? Was that real? 9 chances out of 10, those who you're trying to communicate already know what you're trying to say. And they will answer you before the question is already asked. Go with that answer. Listen to your intuition. Your intuition will never lie to you.
Great advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mark? Hello, Mark.
Yes.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I was muted. I got the coughing going on, so I figured yeah, so
so
then
it's 5 to 10, so I thought maybe you better start working on shutting the show down here.
Yeah. With that said, I think the last thing we talked about is what was Reiki. I think we kind of covered that.
Yeah.
And I guess in the last minute or two, I wanted to ask you, is there anything that you want to do as far as a closing message, Lynn?
All I ask is for people to realize that it's your life. Your life can be anything you want it to be. You have the option to change it. First question is this how I want to live the rest of my life? If you say yeah, you're great to go. If you say no, then change it. Start with you. If you're in a negative energy in your life, things aren't going good for you and you're not taking care of you, that's all you're going to draw in. You're going to draw in the negative people around you. You're going to draw in negative energy. Once you say, that's it, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm going to live the rest of my life like this. I'm going to improve myself. I'm going to live it for me, finally. You will notice amazing changes. Going through Reiki, by the time you reach Reiki Master, your energy level is so high, you just know what battles to pick and choose. And the little stuff doesn't bother you anymore. And when I teach it, I teach to take care of yourself first and then everybody else, because you are worthy. And I always tell everybody, you know, energetically I'm very high. It's because I became Reiki Master Teacher and I realized I don't need to entertain the negative. I don't have to be everybody's everything, because at the time, before I went through Reiki, I wasn't even my anything. I couldn't even do anything for myself. I was taking care of everybody else. And I don't want to live the rest of my life like that. This is the year, a new year, new you. Take care of yourself, and you are worthy.
Excellent. And if you can go ahead and give everybody the name of your website again.
It's, my business is Soul to Soul, and I'm on Facebook also. My website is thespiritscommunicatewith.me. And if you go to my website, my email address will be on there if you email me. And let me know, again, for the giveaways, if you're interested in the half-hour free healing or a Reiki Level 1 class. You do not have to live in Colorado, which is where I'm from. I do this all over the world and international. I'm in China, Hong Kong, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. I can do these classes via Skype. Okay, so just go there, send me an email, let me know what you're interested in, or if you have any questions, and I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Excellent. So thank you, Pam, for being on as a co-host this evening, and thank you, Lynn, for doing the show with us this evening. It was so great to hear more about you, and for the people who have been listening, I've been working with Lynn for a number of years now, absolutely incredible abilities. And such a gift to this world,
Mark,
bringing the light that you bring. So thank you. It's been a great honor having you on. And with that, I'm going to close off with, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. You can find out more about our show at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I want to say goodnight to everybody. Thank you.
Good night, Mark and Pam.
Good night, everyone.
Been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.